individuals currently being held at Guantanamo Bay to a prison in a small Illinois town 150 miles west of Chicago. And joining us now from his office on Capitol Hill, Congressman Don Mazzullo.
Manzullo.
How are you,
Diane? Forgive
me, sir. I am just fine.
Listen to you all the time.
So glad to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
All right. Now, you serve on the Foreign Affairs and Financial Service Committee.
Correct. I sit on this Terrorism Subcommittee on Foreign Affairs.
And tell us why you oppose using the Thompson Prison to hold these detainees.
Well, first of all, Gitmo is not being closed. It's being transferred. In fact, for a probably prolonged period of time, you will have Gitmo still being open and Thompson being open, because the plan is to take about 90 or so terrorists at Gitmo, keep them there until their mother country can repatriate them, and that's Yemen, and Yemen doesn't want them because they're too dangerous. And so the rest, with the exception of maybe 30 or 40 who are ready for either military tribunal or federal district court trials, will be sent to Gitmo. That's about 100 terrorists as to whom the United States refuses to give either a military tribunal or a federal trial. And we have been advised that the reason for closing Gitmo is that there's so much hatred and animosity towards it by al-Qaeda, that it serves as the chief recruiting tool for terrorists, and that our position, in fact, is shared by the former commander of the USS Cole, is that the hatred of al-Qaeda towards Gitmo will transfer to Thompson. It'll just be another rallying cry in their litany for either recruiting a terrorist or just for their general propaganda.
But
nothing is served by spending what could be an additional half to $1 billion in moving these 100 prisoners or so to Thompson, Illinois.
Congressman Don Mazzullo of Illinois. Now, if you don't want to see these inmates from Guantanamo,
they're terrorists.
Inmates moved from Guantanamo to Illinois, what would you like to see done?
Well, Diane, first of all, we've been advised by Phil Carter, who was in charge of these detainees, that these are al-Qaeda and Taliban terrorists. Actually should keep Gitmo Bay open, because we've also been advised by the representatives of the U.S. intelligence community that closing Gitmo will have nothing to do with protecting U.S. soldiers or stopping the recruitment of al-Qaeda, because they lumped Gitmo Bay in with all the other places, including the civilian regular prison in England, and prisons that are in Iraq and Iran. So it's just one of a litany of different prisons as to which al-Qaeda makes particular reference in stirring up hatred towards the United States.
What about the jobs argument, Congressman, that the prison will bring much, much needed jobs to your very district?
Right. Well, first of all, we've been in favor of using the Illinois State Prison as a prison for Illinois inmates. And also, our office has been in contact for years with the Illinois Department of Corrections that if you're not going to use it for Illinois prisoners, lease it or sell it to the federal government, because that will bring added economic benefit. But however, if you take a look at the White House economic forecast for the jobs that would come and the money that would flow into the area, if you even believed one half of that, and I'm not saying it's a concocted document, I'm just saying even if you believed one half of it came to pass, that's better wording, there'd be enough revenue there from sales tax and state income tax that the state of Illinois itself could open that facility. But the problem there is it sent all their money to the Chicago. And that's what Governor Quinn is doing. And if the man had any courage, he'd stand up and say, look it, we're at over 175% of capacity in the state of Illinois. Governor Quinn has released 1,850 felons in the past month or two since he's been governor. And now the people of Illinois are imperiled and at risk because of early release of felons, they should be spending their time in prison, more particularly the times in prison.
All right. We've got four guests here in the studio, Lynn Sweet, Ken Good, Tom Parker, and Juan Zarate. Lynn Sweet wants a question. Go ahead.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Congressman Manzullo.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. I hope you're well. Now, you brought up, just so the listeners understand, the release issue that you mentioned is part of, a side issue for the moment, if we could put that aside,
right.
Congressman, because I don't want to confuse people in a complex argument. But you did say something that is a little new to me when you said that Quinn who's the governor, will be sending money to Chicago.
Right.
What money are you talking about here?
Any kind of money that's available. You know, we fight like heck on the roads bill every 5 years. We send all the money.
Let me just keep you focusing because I know we don't have a lot of time.
Can I ask a question, then let me answer it, okay?
Okay. I was asking about the jobs.
Because we're in downstate Illinois,
okay,
we're always ignored. And that's the hue and cry of every member of Congress who's outside of Chicago and every state rep and state senator outside of Chicago is that Chicago gets an inordinate amount of money that goes to Springfield. It happens with road money. It helps with everything, you know, with everything else. And all the government has to do is remember there is a prison that the people of Illinois have bought and paid for with $140 million that is sitting there on the Mississippi River. That several, probably close to 100 employees there will lose their job because they don't qualify as federal guards.
All right.
And that all they had to do is do the priorities, open up the prison, and the economic activity would take more.
Okay.
We'll bring in more than sufficient to keep it open.
All right.
Here's a good point you do make, Congressman Manzullo, that has not been brought out until now. And that is, before new jobs can be added, the people who will work there will lose their jobs because the state will close the minimum security facility they have there.
They possibly?
No,
I'm not sure that that's actually true.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think what we're talking about here, the portion of the prison that will have Guantanamo detainees will be leased to the Department of Defense.
No, no, that's not
the Bureau of Prisons. Will the, yes,
no,
it
no,
is.
No, wait, stop,
everybody.
Let me explain. Let me set this up. And Congressman Manzullo on this one is right. Right now, the state has a minimum security facility there.
Yes.
The people the congressman is talking about, that will be closed. And those people, right, Congressman, those are the ones you're talking about, will lose their jobs.
Because to qualify to be a federal prison guard, you must be under 37 years old. And those guards there, a lot of them are over 37, the Illinois guards, and either they get transferred to somewhere else, some other prison.
Right. Well, the point being, they're state of Illinois employees. The state closes the facility, whoever they are, and whatever age and education they have to reapply.
All right, Ken Goo, you've got a question.
Sure, I do, and I appreciate, Congressman, you taking the time to speak with us today.
Who am I talking to?
Ken Good.
I'm from the Center for American Progress. And I just wanted to ask you a question. You raised in your opening that you think the Al-Qaeda and others will simply transfer their criticism of Guantanamo onto this Thompson base, and you say that's a reason why we shouldn't do it, but then you say that we should keep Guantanamo open.
Right.
And I find that confusing because it seems to me here that the real problem that we should be addressing is how to strengthen American national security. And obviously, if you think Al-Qaeda uses the Guantanamo Bay prison as a recruiting tool, shouldn't we be trying to find ways to close it rather than keep it open?
Well, you got two situations there. First of all, if you look at all the Al-Qaeda information that's on the net, there's tons of it already. Guantanamo is linked in with all the other prisons. They even mentioned Leavenworth, which never opened, which never took them because of Governor Sebelius feared and successfully argued with President Obama that Leavenworth would become a target for areas outside of the prison, and therefore it would make the area outside the prison itself unsafe. But I don't think it's inconsistent. I don't think it's inconsistent to say that. That the threat will transfer because Gitmo Bay is going to remain open for some time with those people who are ready to be repatriated and as to whom their mother country won't take them. At the same time, they'll be transferring those 100 prisoners.
So you want to keep Guantanamo open permanently?
It should say open permanently.
Then
you don't transfer the threat.
So you don't seem to think that there's much of a threat then, I guess.
Well, no, that doesn't, no. That what you say doesn't make sense. There is a threat. There is a threat that the hatred towards Gitmo will transfer to Thompson, Illinois. Thompson's surrounded by melon fields and corn fields and beans. cattle, etc., and Gitmo is surrounded by water and sharks.
All right.
That's at the tip of Cuba. Plus, there's an article that appeared in Washington Post on November 29th talking about two Yemeni brothers. One's in Gitmo Bay and been there for 8 years without a trial. The other one is in Yemen. And the one in Yemen says that they all thought that when President Obama said he's going to close Gitmo, that the people would be set free. But if these people at Gitmo are sent to prisons in Illinois or prisons in the mainland of the U.S., that their hatred will become even greater, and they'll be more prone towards acts of violence.
Juan Zarate.
Diane, to this point, Guantanamo's always been a symptom of a larger problem, which is not having the legal framework to be able to hold individuals who present a national security risk long-term in a conflict that's unlike any other that we've seen before. Doesn't have a clear duration. We're not fighting an army that with soldiers that wear uniforms, so identity is always a question and issue. So Guantanamo is a symptom of this larger problem. Transferring these individuals to Illinois simply transfers that problem. And I think the real danger for the Obama administration is doing this without the legal framework. And I think President Obama runs the risk of putting the albatross of the problems of Guantanamo around his own neck and simply creating the problem again in a different form in Thompson.
Tom Parker.
You know, I'm very concerned to hear the congressman talk about 190 terrorists. There are, I think, 23 people who have actually been indicted before any tribunal of a crime that are currently being held at Guantanamo. Everybody else there is not held on the basis of evidence. They're held on the basis of intelligence. And I can tell you, I worked for 6 years as an intelligence officer. I spent my life, a large chunk of my life, pushing intelligence papers across a desk, reading them, trying to figure out where the information comes from. And most of it is innuendo, gossip, inference. That is not enough to hold someone for 7 years without trial. It's just wrong. Democracies do.
The problem with that, though, is the Obama administration, like the prior administration, has said that they're not going to release individuals that they have information on who presented a danger. President Obama made an incredibly important speech in May at the archives, and he said we are going to have a preventive detention model.
Juan Zarate, he is a former Deputy National Security Advisor under George W. Bush. And you're listening to the Diane Rehm Show. Congressman Manzullo, one last point. Considering the fact that you've got such a prison facility in Colorado that no one has been able to escape from, that has benefited that community in terms of job creation and the like. How would you compare or contrast Thompson to what's already there in Colorado?
Well, Diane, first of all, the argument is that there are presently U.S. held in U.S. foreign and domestic terrorists. And if you take who these people are, they're approximately first of all, no one's worried about anybody escaping from anywhere. That's not going to happen. No one's concerned about that. The threat that we see is that the area will serve as a magnet. This is why Governor Sebelius successfully fought President Obama, said, don't bring those people here because it will threaten the area around the prison and the surrounding environs because of the people that will attract. It'll be a lightning rod. It'll be a magnet. Plus, the people that we have presently housed now are no indication and not even close example as to who would come. We have Marion, Illinois, Terre Haute, Indiana, and Supermax in Florence, Colorado. Each of those holds between 30 and 40 what the Bureau of Prisons and DOD call international or domestic terrorists.
So you'd like to...
120, Diane, you probably have maybe 10 or 15 with international ties.
So you'd like to see them spread around?
No, I would like to see Gitmo stay closed.
All right. Gitmo stay open?
For Gitmo to stay open, because what will happen at Thompson, Illinois, and this is what DOD admitted, is that Thompson will become the largest concentration of international terrorists incarcerated in the United States, over 100 of them, and that becomes the magnetic attraction on it.
Republican Congressman Don Manzullo, he represents Illinois' 16th District. That's where the Thompson Prison is located. Thank you so much
Thanks,
for
Diane.
Joining
Appreciate
us.
It.